This is Reverend Bookburn. We'll be going on in about 3 minutes. Tapers, relay broadcasters. We're going on in a couple minutes. This is Reverend Book is in, and tonight we are going to have a very special holiday show. Tonight the theme is Happy Spanksgiving 2005, and we got a lot of spank-related songs as well as other types of tunes to play tonight. A special Spanksgiving reading, and let's see. We have a special prayer tonight. Asshole of the Week. And another Vexy Twitch curse. And all kinds of goodies to come. A whole lot of tunes. And let's start off with The Family Cat. This is Rocks Off.
Is he gonna close the door? Tomorrow, if only I could get my rocks off tomorrow, if only I could get my rocks off tomorrow. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the man after my water and towels on stage, Mr. Charlie Mars, Santa Fe.
Keep it cool, Charlie.
Just a question where that launch went off or that Cape Canaveral?
Yeah, man, I had mine. I had bacon, lettuce, and tomato salad.
That was a launch. What a fun we have.
Keep it cool, Charlie.
This morning to me, give me your keys, this rent ain't free. I can't live on nothing, you see. Pack up your clothes and skidoo, you. I've been waiting till my bell comes home. He's my honey from the honeycomb. He said that he'd never leave me alone. It's my horning me, cause it's moving day, moving day. Rip the carpet up off the floor. Get on your overcoat and out the door, because it's moving day. Pack up your clothes and get away. If you can't pay your rent, gotta live out in a tent, because it's moving day. Been due since middle of May. What can I say? Going away. Gas my Ford up due today. Get on the road and I'll go slow. Come and get me, Mr. Landlord Man. True fine mama, take me by the hand. I'll be going back to Dixieland. This my horning day, cause it's moving day. Moving day. Rip the carpet up off the floor. Get on your overcoat and out the door, because it's moving day. Pack on your clothes and get away. If you can't pay your rent, gotta live out in a tent, because it's moving day.
Okay, let's play one for everybody getting ready to really celebrate Spanksgiving. This is by Funkadelic, and it's entitled Electric Spanking of War Babies.
Remember me, right? But I remember you.
You heard Funkadelic doing Electric Spanking of War Babies. Before that, Mudhoney did Touch Me, I'm Sick from the Sub Pop label's Fuck Me, I'm Rich compilation. Before Mudhoney, MDC did Founding Fathers. Holy Modal Rounders did Moving Day. Dread Zeppelin did Whole Lotta Love. And started off with the Family Cat doing Rocks Off. So this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or so East Coast time, USA, at RadioVolta.org. And at Radio Volta, you can check out DJ Pages and Reverend Bookburn. And you can get old shows for free, as well as seeing the Reverend's blog. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend for feedback, input to forthcoming theme shows, or to send what the Reverend loves, good cartoons, or to just chat about anything, except if you want to send spam like all these assholes do, except for the Jesus spam, some of that is pretty hilarious. Write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Enron Ho Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Next week on The Reverend Is In, the theme will be Stop Eminent Domain Laws. And that will be covered extensively. Eminent domain laws, these equally repulsive bid contracts. BID stands for Business Improvement Districts. A lot of areas have similar shit going on. It's a nationwide plague by thieving, corrupt assholes. So we will cover that on next week's show. Stop Eminent Domain Laws. And coming up in the future, very pumped for this, on December 18th, we will have the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls Special 2005. And we're adding the year because I realize since these sacred holiday shows are becoming a tradition, I want to give them some kind of distinction. So we're going to add the year to sacred holiday traditional shows. And in January, in addition to the traditional New Year's show, which will be rocking and probably have a very special guest and very interesting news, a couple weeks after that, this show will be 5 years old. So in mid-January, probably the third Sunday, we will have Reverend Bookburn's fifth anniversary show, and we will make that as special as possible. And of course, your input will be desired and probably incorporated into the show, unless it's one of the boneheads that gets in touch every once in a while. And let's see, other future theme shows include The Reverend Cracks the Da Pinch Me Code, and More Perverted Stories from Moral Crusaders, starring W. David Hager and Senator Henry Hyde, Operation Rescue, Anti-Choice Terrorist, and Violent Goon Randall Terry, anti-abortion terrorist Neil Horsley, and a plethora of others. Other future themes include Henry Hyde's retirement party, Halliburton gives Condi an oilgasm, Bush and Blair, a love story, recovery for propagandists, in which we discuss the 12-step monopoly, delusional higher power recovery systems, and the misuses and abuses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, golf club addiction, and other bullshit misguided uses of the term addiction that are myths. We will cover that and have a lot of fun when we do Recovery for Propagandists and the forthcoming Someday We'll Get Around to It themed show, Pubic Property, in which we will discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all schools of thought and walks of life, liberal and conservative, left wing and right wing, from holy fundamentalists to groupthink freethinkers to some kinds of women's studies classes. We will have a lot of fun with the sex negativism, the moral crusaders, the family values advocates, and every other kind of pretend sex negative person. And today at Reverend Bookburn, have a coming Pubic Property show, as well as another edition of Rehab for Pedophile Priests. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Happy Spanksgiving, and so we're hoping to give you a spankin' good show, and got some tunes that are in accordance with that theme. Not a whole lot, but some of the tunes that are going to be on the next couple of playlists or play sets. And tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of Richard Allen Glenn. He is from the Freethinkers / Infidels community. He was 20 years old and was very sick for a while and then passed away. And again, he was 20 years old. His name was Richard Allen Glenn. Tonight's show is dedicated to his memory. And there's a tribute article for him at infidels.org. They have a link called What's New. And then there's an article about him entitled Death of an Infidel. And two birthdays. One, we acknowledge the birthday, even though he's dead, of the late 60s activist, author, humorist, writer, and incredible person the Reverend had the supreme pleasure of meeting in the past. This Wednesday, November 30th, would have been the birthday of the late Abby Hoffman. And there was a tradition for years to have an Abby Hoffman birthday party after he passed away that was a benefit for the Abby Hoffman Activist Foundation, run by his widow, Joanna Lawrenson. And that hasn't happened in a while, but if there's ever news in that department, we'll let you know on the show. And if you want to read Abby's books, the best ones are Woodstock Nation, probably the best by far. And the re-released Steal This Book is out. And for reading, one of the classics from that time period was the introduction of Steal This Book. In addition to the late Abby Hoffman's birthday, we want to say happy birthday in advance to Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com. And she has submitted a brand new track for Happy Spanksgiving 2005. And we're going to hear that in the forthcoming set. And we say happy birthday to her. And We've been plugging the Walmart film, Walmart, the high cost of low prices, and I found another link for information on that subject. It's one word with no hyphens, wakeupwalmart.com, and to check out the film, which you can get immediately on VHS or DVD, walmartmovie.com. Let's see. I have a book from a writer who describes himself as a member of the kink community to talk about spanking. His name is Ivo Dominguez Jr. He's the author of Beneath the Skins. And so we're going to have a reading from that after the next set in accordance with Spanksgiving. And let's see, and one other thing, if time permits. And of course, one of the best articles on the subject is by none other than Dr. Susan Block herself, who does a video and audio streaming show online, as well as a cable show and the kind of a slightly censored version that's on cable TV in the LA and Hollywood area. The Reverend had the great pleasure of being on that in November 2002, and she's online at drsusanblock.com. And Dr. Susie has an article somewhere on her website entitled Spanking for Adults Only. And it's a good point because it raises the subjects about consent and play, consensual behaviors, and an understanding of light kink behaviors. And there's a lot of bullshit that can be said, like when you talk about these kinds of subjects. Well, the Reverend doesn't judge anybody for what they're into, as long as it's between consenting adults. The Reverend obviously does like spanking. We had spanking on last year's Happy Spanksgiving show and the Reverend's birthday show, both with Demonica, both with that. And so extremely fun to do shows. And there was like a fun and good-natured quality to it. And which is what the majority of kink is. The Reverend heard a comment at work that everybody who is into kink on any level, which is weird because it's actually most people, but everybody who's into it on any level is also into the extreme stuff. And even though some things are really weird to the Reverend and really gross in the mind of the Reverend, I will not judge. However, people who are into light kink are not necessarily into heavy S&M or B&D, or not into gross stuff like piss and shit, and that is certainly not the Reverend, and or just into anything that's extreme. If people are into it, power to them. But the majority incantation, and it's very healthy. It should be playful, and it should be done with certain protocol. And what we learned on the show when we had the first spanking guest was that there are practices where a person can let their partner know that the activity has exceeded what they're comfortable with or what they can handle. And since the words no or stop are often a part of the play, there is a thing called safe words, in which you pick a word that you might, that you probably would never use during any kind of erotic play, like spaghetti. Well, maybe you would use the word spaghetti, but a word that would not come into playtime. And it could be anything. It could be shoes, whatever. an agreed upon safe word in advance. The purpose is fun, not to be some sadistic, you know, crazy person like on the TV shows. And safe words are important. The idea is fun for you and your partner, and that you can read about this in detail in Dr. Susie's article, Spanking for Adults Only, at drsusanblock.com. One of the best books on sexuality, and it's not even in stores, where there's like tons of bullshit books on self-help and relationship books that are gender bashing one or the other, and even the sexuality books are a lot of bullshit. They're either dollar store clinicians like Dr. Phil, or there's a whole lot of mystical bullshit in it. And it's down to earth, and it's great. Her main book is The Ten Commandments of Pleasure. Okay, enough on that. We'll read from Ivo's book after the next set. There isn't a whole lot of news. We do have the Reverend's Prayer tonight, and we do have another Vexy Twitch curse to put out there into the cosmos to bounce back to Earth on. And we'll do that later. This corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys were in town a couple weeks ago, and to my knowledge, nobody won the contest to pie the corporate scab Dead Kennedys, which doesn't necessarily mean pies. It could be Jell-O or anything else that's harmless and prankish. And so that contest is still on, and you can win great prizes, memorabilia from past guests, memorabilia from bands and musicians who've been on the show, and memorabilia from the Reverend's collection, including a lot of rare goodies, music and video-wise. And, of course, the other contest is still on, too, for any kind of high-tech or a computer-related scam of the Al-Qaeda clones in an extreme anti-abortion group that viciously harasses in the Philadelphia and South Jersey area, the Columbus Baptist Church, and they're online at columbusbaptistchurch.org. So the contests are on, and I put this on the blog and show's archive site today. There's a lot of stuff that got lost from moves, from asshole landlords, from people borrowing shit, etc., etc. So there are going to be additions to the Reverend's Want list, which is on one of the earlier postings at reverendbookburn.com. The Reverend seeks to find a copy of, I believe, the first book about Frank Zappa, entitled No Commercial Potential, and one of the last books, if not the last book, by the late Dr. Timothy Leary, entitled Design for Dying. And he wrote that while he did have cancer, and it was determined inoperable, and that he had limited time. That's enough plugs. I'm already talked out. And let's see, we're going to play a song for the medical marijuana exiles in Canada facing extradition and mandatory lengthy prison terms in the States. They fled fascism and crossed the border to the north into Canada. And it was cool for a while. Now they're under pressure and deciding to send some of these great folks back. Information on medical marijuana prisoners, exiles, the subject of medical marijuana, period, is on a very informative website entitled marijuana.org. And let's play these folks a song by The Toys. We'll be right back.
churches keep a burning, the rapists keep a raping, and the tide ain't turning. Uncle Sam, for all your power, things get worse every hour. It seems to me your energy's a wasting, chasing my friends and me. So hey, Uncle Sam, hey there, Uncle Sam,
leave us pot smokers alone.
Keep terrorizing, our leaders keep a lying, the haters keep a hating, and the planet's dying. Uncle Sam, do what's proper, call off your dogs and your helicopters. The problems of society were not caused by my friends and me.
Leave us pot smokers alone,
Uncle Sam.
Leave us pot smokers alone.
How many innocent people gonna be imprisoned? We just peace and love and sweet pop and brotherhood freaks. A touch of Mother Nature never made nobody violent, never made nobody hate nobody or break nobody's peace. We've never been told to be harmful, don't you tell me no lies. With your caffeine, codeine, nicotine eyes, the cannabis ban is just recent, just since 1938, to re-legalize and realize it. You made a big mistake.
Hey, Uncle Sam!
Hey there, Uncle Sam!
Leave us pot smokers alone,
Uncle Sam.
They're into light kickers.
Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish. And get a B. Yeah, leave that in. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown. Cause don't it make my brown eyes blue?
Thank you. Now think about love. Don't think about bright moon, twinkling stars, red wine, silent whispers, holding hands, secret love letters.
I think about pure sex,
deep sex,
hot sex, rough sex, good.
I'm hallucinating angels. I hear voices. I receive divine commands. I hallucinate angels and Our Lady of Guacamole. I receive commands from the Creator to kill the infidels and the abortion doctors, the gays, and every kind of sex positive. The voices tell me to push for censorship and inaccessibility to Plan B birth control. I feel a synergy with the Holy Trinity, and I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to be your Christian supremacist social worker. I want to be your counselor during a crisis pregnancy. For information about the George W. Numbnuts Bush plans for faith-based initiative, abstinence-only education plans, and the funding of anti-choice faith clinics and other church-state issues, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at AU.org, AU.org, and in Delaware Valley, DVAU.org, DVAU.org.
You see, I'm not real good at approaching girls. Sometimes I feel like I'm diving for ocean pearls, to the bottom where it's dark and it's harder to breathe. She laughed with a smile that you wouldn't believe. What's your name again?
Yeah, she told me.
But since then I forgot, plus I smoked a lot of beer and drank a lot of pot.
I mean,
she laughed again, I played it off like I meant it. She threw me a look and I knew it was cemented. This game I presented, it worked again. As long as the team don't act like jerks again. It's happened before, they cling to them like suction. Like vultures, they circle waiting for an introduction. But not this time, this one was something special. From her hips to her eyes, to her lips, to her freckle, to her teeth. Best of all, she was jocking me until I heard,
yo, Nick.
And she was like, who is he?
Oh, let me introduce you to my partner, Oak. He's my left hand man and he ain't no joke. But yo, back to this interaction, what was that you were asking? Let me take you to the back where there's no distraction. Let me introduce you to my partner, Oak. He's my left hand man and he ain't no joke. But yo, back to this interaction, what was that you were asking? Let me take you to the back where there's no distraction.
Hold up, hey yo, hold up, Nick. Don't you think you should go buy this girl a drink?
See ya.
She can wait right here, I'll keep her company. If I play my cards right, maybe she'll be humping me.
Ha.
Nick shot me a dirty look and the middle finger, but I don't care, I'm on some Jerry Springer. Shit, but it's legit, cause last week Nick took my girl and split and only offered me a shrug and a blunt hit. So I'll get him back tonight. Hey yo, honey, follow me to the back to where there ain't so much light. I'm your Mr. Right, at least for tonight.
Or, hello?
I looked at her and she wasn't even paying attention. Mind off in space, exploring new dimensions. She wasn't gonna hear a damn word I say, cause she was staring right at my DJ.
Okay.
Let me introduce you to my DJ Chief Shot. He's a both-hand man and a sweet hot. But back to this interaction, what was that you were asking? Let me take you to the back where there's no distraction. Let me introduce you to my DJ Chief Shot. He's a both-hand man and his beats are hot. But back to this interaction, what was that you were asking? Let me take you to the back where there's no distractions.
Damn, you look familiar, have you met before? I think I caught a glimpse of you on the dance floor. As a matter of fact, weren't you freaking MC Nicholas?
No, that wasn't me.
My bad, now I feel ridiculous. You know it's kinda hard to see when I'm busy scratching? Yeah, I've been rocking shows for years, thanks for asking. You wanna hear some jiggas?
Yeah.
You should mention that. Just got a call from him, told him that I holler back. Enough about it, change the subject back to me. I'm 6'3" with a college degree. Plus this key to that Camaro double parked outside. If you carry my wax, I'll give you a ride. Now be a good girl and go buy daddy a drink. And by the time you get back, we'll leave in a blink, yeah. Then it's on like Shaka Khan. And oh yeah, on the way out, say goodbye to Lexicon.
Did I say Camaro? Oh my god, I meant to say Ford Focus. How embarrassing. Yeah, no. Where are you going?
No, come back. I know Chica. Jay-Z, you don't get to.
No, come over to my house right now. I'll show you his number.
No, don't walk away. Come on.
I know, please come back. Please. Please come back, please. Oh, jeez.
Hi, y'all. This is Dr. Laura Hoa in preparation for the Bev likes to call it Spanksgiving. It's crucial that you invite your parish priest of choice and at least three boys ages 10 to 14. The prayer of Spank said by your priest, in my case, it would be Father Hump-a-Lot, will go as follows. Bless us, O Lord, for these thy boy gifts I'm about to receive. Oh, thank you, Lord, for keeping Bishop Toothaker's mouth shut when it was supposed to be shut, and open when it was meant to be open. The wink, wink. Thank you for the sheep that house me, feed me, give me a new car every 3 years, and for the pro-life people that make it possible for me to have a new crop of altar boys year after year. Amen. After the meal and wine, allow the priest to give spanks to all the boys as he departs. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying happy Spanksgiving.
Even in the initial stages of contact between European Christians and Native Indian people, the stage was set for ethnocentrism, and the attitude towards the Indians was that of Christian superiority. The Indians were read a proclamation in Spanish which they had no hope of understanding. They had no hope of understanding the death sentence they were being read, and it went something like this. We ask and require you to acknowledge the church as the ruler and superior of the whole world, and the high priest called Pope, and in his name the King of Spain as lords of this land. If you submit, we shall receive you in all love and charity, and shall leave you, your wives and children, and your lands free without servitude. But if you do not submit, we shall powerfully enter into your country, and shall make war against you. We shall take you and your wives and your children, and shall make slaves of them, and we shall take away your goods, and shall do you all the harm and damage we can.
2,000 years ago, we were all tribal. Came the missionaries with the fucking Bible. 1492 began the termination. Nation. The Holocaust ever in the end.
Nation. Yeah. Now, since President Bush came into office, federal spending for abstinence-only education has gone up by 1,500%. But critics charge that this spending is an enormous waste of taxpayer money because research shows that traditional abstinence-only programs just don't work. And that, in fact, teenagers who take abstinence pledges are more likely to engage in risky sexual behavior than their peers.
That's right, Al. I'm Catherine Lanford. Joining us now is Janet Hanover, president of the Family Resource Consortium. Ms. Hanover believes, as she puts it, that a fresh and innovative approach may yet redeem the promise of abstinence-only education.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, welcome to the show, Janet.
Thank you for inviting me. You know, we at the Family Resource Consortium believe in taking a proactive, culturally savvy, and most importantly, realistic approach to abstinence-only education.
Now, just for our listeners, what exactly is abstinence-only sex education?
That is an excellent question. Catherine, is it? Catherine?
Yes.
Catherine? Yes, there are so many misconceptions about abstinence-only sex education that I am delighted to address these basic issues right off the bat. Abstinence-only sex education teaches that sex is only appropriate in the context of a loving, stable, heterosexual marriage, and that abstaining from premarital sex is a young person's best and only protection from bubbling herpes sores, sterilizing venereal infections, and a series of unwanted pregnancies.
Wow, that's a strong message. How do young people respond?
Very badly. They don't like to hear that.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's Catherine, is it?
Yeah, yes.
Catherine, we find that young people fall into two groups. One group ignores our message entirely, and the other, much smaller group, will take a no sex till marriage pledge, and then as sexual frustration mounts, a large percentage will break their pledge in an often spectacularly unsafe manner.
Is it okay if I ask what you mean by that?
You know, I don't think
we... No, absolutely. We find that fully 80% of our pledge takers engage in unprotected sex with five or more partners within 1 week of breaking their pledge. And sometimes within a single night. In the parlance of the abstinence-only community, it's called the dam burst phenomenon, or the Mount St. Helens phenomenon.
Yep. Mount St. Helens, named after the volcanic eruption?
Oddly, no. That phenomenon is named after a high school senior named Helen, who was mounted by every member of the New Orleans Saints.
Wow.
Yes, it's a shocking story, I know. A story so shocking, in fact, that it led us to rethink our entire approach to abstinence-only sex education. Helen's eye-opening story and leg-opening forced us to confront the reality facing so many of today's teenagers in this era of low-rise jeans and thong underpants and what many call butt tattoos.
I mean, you're those little tattoos right above the ass.
Yes, the mark of the whore. That's exactly what I mean.
Let's move on. What reality are you referring to?
Well, Catherine?
Yes.
The teenagers who ignored us and the teenagers who broke their pledge both face the same problem. Intense, uncontrollable, animalistic sexual urges. Urges? Mm-hmm. Urges that could only be satisfied through almost constant masturbation, or, to our initial dismay, through fervid, voracious, wanton, often frantic sexual activity.
Now, when you say initial dismay, what do you mean by that?
What we realized, Catherine, is that only some of these sexual activities constituted a technical violation of the virginity pledge.
Aha.
Right. You see, the Family Resource Consortium receives more than $6 million a year in federal abstinence-only funding. The federal government allocates grants on the basis of success rates in preventing intercourse among middle school and high school students. But when we looked at the contracts, it was quite clear that the success rates referred to the prevention of vaginal intercourse and vaginal intercourse alone.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So...
Right. The Family Resource Consortium has achieved record-setting adherence rates to its patented no vaginal intercourse till marriage pledge. Our research has shown that the most effective way to delay vaginal intercourse is to present young people with alternative sexual activities, such as genital massage, oral sex, and anal sex.
Oh, for the love of God!
The key is to teach these young people how to engage in these activities in a safe, and this is the key, mutually enjoyable manner. If it's not fun, kids will go right back to plain vanilla vaginal sex, breaking their pledges and losing us our funding.
Now, how do you make it fun?
Al!
Now, come on, it's a logical question. That's one thing I've learned over this year, and from you, to ask the logical follow-up question. How do you get these kids interested in oral sex?
Well, let me tell you, it is not difficult. We used to spend hours telling kids that their sexuality was a gift from their creator to be protected and treasured until it could be shared with a loving, respectable, opposite-sex life partner. Mm-hmm. And then only a fraction of our kids could be dragged kicking and screaming to an abstinence rally where they would sign their pledge and receive their abstinence ring. But now, with our new approach, the response is virtually instantaneous. Let me tell you, it is like bees to honey.
Well, I'm curious about the anal sex, because in my experience, women are a lot less...
No, let me stop you right there, because we hear this a lot. Remember that to succeed, vaginal sex alternatives have to be both safe and mutually enjoyable. And that's why our curriculum emphasizes what we call the three shuns of anal sex: communication, relaxation, and lubrication.
Okay, that's it. That's it. I think we should end the interview. I did not spend a year on this show.
Catherine, remember at the very beginning of this year, even before the show started, you wanted to make sure that we just don't tear down, but we build up and do positive stories. This program has the highest rate of adherence of any abstinence pledge programs.
That's right. Our program is spreading like wildfire. And unlike other abstinence-only programs, it's the kids, not just the parents, that are demanding we come to their schools.
Well, yeah, and if the parents knew what the hell you were doing...
Catherine, please. What you've always told me is, you know, is don't be rude to the guests. Now, Janet, how can our listeners learn more about your program?
Well, just go to www.vaginalvirginity.org. Mm-hmm. You can actually take our course at home through the internet for only $9.99 a month. We've got some great pictures and video images on there. It's Vaginal Virginity.
Al,
yes.
How did you find out about this program?
Well, how do we find out about anything on our show?
On the internet.
Catherine, I try to stay informed, okay?
We also have DVDs.
Okay, that's it. Get out of here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's Vaginal Virginity.
Out!
You could just Google vagina.
No,
Janet
out!
Hanover, president of the Family Research Consortium. Ladies and gentlemen.
Here to give you some tips.
This is our show, Plaintiff Conservatives. Claim it's so liberally biased that conservative actors and directors have trouble finding work.
Now, which brings us to our next guest. She is Republican actress Mary Beth Hollinsworth, and she says that she has been discriminated against because she's a conservative in a left-wing industry. Welcome to the show, Mary Beth.
Thank you. It's hard to believe I was in
the first trip to Tinseltown.
Invited on such a left-wing show.
Well, I'm very glad to have you with us, Mary Beth. Now, you claim that your career as an actress has actually been hurt here because you are a registered Republican.
That's right. I have been repeatedly denied parts, not because of my acting skills, but because of my political beliefs.
is the first time I have felt this way. First time I have felt this way.
Peanut Butter Conspiracy doing It's a Happening Thing from the Al Franken Show's new CD party album. You heard a live version of Abstinence Only Education. The Corporate Avengers did Christians Murdered Indians. Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com did Happy Spanksgiving. Lexicon did Last Night My DJ Stole My Girl. Lords of Acid did Rough Sex. Cheech and Chong did Mexican Americans from the Cheech and Chong's next movie soundtrack. And started off this set with The Toys doing Hey Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Happy Spanksgiving. And we'll have a reading coming up in a couple minutes. If you tuned in late, we are dedicating tonight's show to the late Richard Allen Glenn, who passed away recently at age 20. And there is a tribute article about him at infidels.org in the What's New section in an article entitled Death of an Infidel. And before I do the reading from The Spanking King, got a very good cartoon by Ward Sutton, and he's online at suttonimpactstudio.com. And I believe the speeches of George W. Corporate Stooge, War Criminal Bush, and Dickless Cheney are from the infamous Veterans Day speeches, but that could be wrong. But in this edition of Sutton Impact, it is titled Bush and Cheney Charge That the Majority of Americans Are Un-American. Facing political turmoil, Dick Cheney laments that we misled the country into war is reprehensible. These reckless allegations by the majority of Americans send the wrong signal to our troops and to our enemies. He concluded with one last stinging rebuke. Let me just add that many of these people in the majority of Americans initially supported this war. President Bush continued the well-coordinated White House attacks on the majority of Americans. For them to abuse their positions as citizens and suggest I lied to them is playing politics. The majority of Americans are just trying to rewrite the history we already wrote. The president ended his remarks with a message to the world community. Rest assured that the majority of Americans do not speak for America. That's Ward Sutton from the Sutton Impact cartoon strip. And his book is out and very worthwhile. And that's from SuttonImpactStudio.com. All right. What some of you have been waiting for. The reading from Beneath the Skins. This is a book by Ivo Dominguez Jr. I met him on the book tour for this book this week at his critics, the majority of them. In the ends, the new spirit and politics of the kink community. Yes, a signed book. And let's see. Although Ivo advocates for all people who consider themselves part of the kink community, he himself is from the gay community, and his book is all-inclusive for people of every orientation, but he's coming at it as a member of the gay community, which interestingly he contrasts as he makes a distinction as if the gay community and the kink community are very separate. And even though he has a problem with that, he makes a distinction between kink community by saying that that's the one community that is all-inclusive. Well, I'll let him speak for himself. This is Ivo Dominguez Jr. This collection of essays is a snapshot of what I believe about the SM leather fetish community at a time of greatly accelerated social change. I write passionately about what I believe, and it is my hope that you will not mistake my strong convictions for proselytizing. I am aware that I have many biases and blind spots, and I am genuinely grateful when they are pointed out to me. I certainly discovered a few more in writing this book. With the exception of a few instances where the topic or the theme was specific to a particular gender or orientation, this book was written to include the full range of gender and orientation in our community. Throughout, various terms are used to describe various communities such as kink, queer, les, bi, gay, transgendered, SM leather fetish, and so on. Given that words have different meanings for different people and the correctness and faddishness of terms is always in flux, I have used whatever words seem appropriate. This is a book about ideas and essences, not styles and trends. I ask that you read for meaning for what I intend, making whatever internal adjustments you need to make to fit your intellectual palate. We in the kink community are diverse, with different political and ideological accents in our speech, but I believe we speak the same language. I am a spiritual person. I believe strongly in the essential health and rightness of my kink sexuality. Many essays deal with matters of the spirit, and without compromising my own beliefs, I have attempted to frame spiritual matters within an interface and ecumenical context. I have also endeavored to make these discussions meaningful for and sensible to those people who are atheists or agnostics. Because my spirituality is an integral part of my being, it flavors even the most political or mundane essays. My sexuality is also an integral part of my being. So the fact that I am a kinky gay male is also apparent throughout the book. I make neither apology nor justification for either my spirituality or my sexuality in these writings. The essays are written with the validity of both those elements as a given truth. I speak from my own experience and have tried not to speak for others because I believe each individual and group must define itself. However, those insights or ideas that I believe are applicable to our community as a whole, the primary reason for writing these essays is to start in the kink community about the kink community. Too often, we are so busy responding to the demands or the attacks of the mainstream community that we forget ourselves It doesn't matter to me whether you agree or disagree with the contents of Beneath the Skins, so long as it makes you think. If it should spark a few lively conversations in your circle of friends and acquaintances, then I shall consider it a success. Community is built one person at a time and one insight at a time. If we have the opportunity to meet, I hope you share your insights and ideas with me. There have always been leather SM fetish people, but it is only in the last several decades that greater openness and opportunities for sexual and social interaction have sparked the birth of a new community. As far as communities go, several decades old means that we might just be out of our childhood and headed for the turmoil of adolescence. This analogy is not completely accurate. Individuals are not the same as communities, but some of the developmental stages may be similar. I believe we are at a point in the life of our community where we will test the boundaries, determine the nature of our identities, our degree of autonomy, our values, and begin to set long-term goals. This hard work to discover and or to create who we are has not taken place in a vacuum. We are a diverse community with an equally diverse set of assets and liabilities. The kink community is a composite of the different backgrounds overlapping in leather space. We are also a community existing within a larger culture hostile and disapproving of the sexuality at the heart of our community. The view that who and what we are is a chosen lifestyle or a mental illness stimulate thought rather than in admirable ways. For example, after years of contribution without recognition or appreciation, the leather SM fetish community has begun to claim its place within the context of the lesbian, gay, bi communities. We have raised funds for AIDS, HIV work, and political struggles. We have provided committed volunteers for charitable organizations. We have painted the walls of community centers and swept the floors of meeting halls. Despite our efforts, we are still seen by the majority of the les, bi, gay community as poor relatives they would prefer to hide, or as an albatross around their public relations neck. In fact, as we have worked harder for the queer community, we have become increasingly marginalized. We are subjected to a leather phobia that is homophobia's first cousin. I do not like the terms homophobia or leather phobia, but I will use them until better language emerges. In the highly political climate of queer culture, we don't stand a chance of claiming our proper place, whatever that may be, or of developing a useful dialogue until we can present a clear analysis of our sexuality and our politics. Our community is having a hard enough time dealing with issues of racism, sexism, age, and disability, issues whose validity is a given, issues that have borne the scrutiny of fine minds for years. So it should be no surprise that kink evokes a visceral response. The uneasy relationship between the lesbian, gay, and the bisexual communities is another indication that we need our own analysis of our sexuality and our politics. There may be many parallels between the growing awareness in the bi movement and the kink community's own awakenings. We in the leather SM fetish community may have strong feelings and intuitions about our essential rightness and our worth, not unlike women, people of color, and gay lesbian people did in the earliest days of their movements. But leather SM fetish, but until we can join those feelings shared with others, the possibilities for dialogue are limited. In the face of challenge of diversity and the antagonism of mainstream culture, the task of defining who we are is crucial to our progress. This means defining the nature of our sexualities, our tribes, and our community in a holistic manner that speaks to all levels of our personal and collective psyches. I recognize that the leather SM fetish community is composed of people of all colors, sexual orientations, gender identities, and other sources of identity. But as a gay man, I can only speak with assuredness about my own experience. In the examples that follow, I do not mean to exclude anyone. My perspective is the field of vision of my two eyes, and I invite you to take my ideas and to run with them down the path of your own experiences. I see parallels between the evolution of gay lesbian identity and the evolution of leather SM fetish identity. The gay lesbian community over the course of this century has been working to change the way that its members and the whole world conceptualize homosexuality. Great strides have been made towards seeing homosexuality as a natural variation rather than as an illness. Dr. Alfred Kinsey's famous continuum and his studies created breathing room for individuals and researchers to explore human sexuality. That was from Beneath the Skins, The New Spirit and Politics of the Kink Community by Ivo Dominguez Jr. from Daedalus Publishing Company in Los Angeles. Thank you, Ivo. And thank you for signing the book. All right. Let's see. I don't know if it's coming through. It's on very quietly, but the Peanut Butter Conspiracy is in the background. You can check out ReverendBookburn.com for the want list and music and tape. The Reverend is actively seeking. Next week is Stop Eminent Domain Laws themed show. And now we're going to play a song by a musical ensemble the Reverend and DeMonica had the extreme pleasure of seeing not that long ago when Jello Biafra teamed up with the Melvins. And this particular track is from their new release entitled Sig Howdy. It's on Alternative Tentacles Records, which is online at alternativetentacles.com. And this particular track was written with the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys, who most assuredly deserve to be boycotted. And this was written about the corporate scab Dead Kennedys as well. And this track is entitled Those Dumb Punk Kids Will Buy Anything.
Oh! will buy anything.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
But it's better to have small nuts than no nuts at all.
Pussy is so much fun, 'cause all I gotta do is use my tongue. Pussy gotta jump all around the room and always land on time.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. We have a runner-up before the main asshole. Sunday, November 27th, 2005, at RadioVolta.org. And whoever the fuck is still relay broadcasting the show live nowadays. The runner-up to Asshole of the Week is former mid-70s glitter rock star named Gary Glitter. Gary Glitter has repeatedly been caught indulging in sex with very, very, very young underage people, as well as child sexual materials. Lately, he has been touring in Vietnam and Cambodia to get into the child sex trade, and is now caught in Vietnam for his repeated actions and for abusing children. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Gary Glitter. And that leaves us to our main part. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is W. David Hager, assigned by the Bush Numbnuts regime to head the FDA's Division on Reproductive Pharmaceuticals. A man who advocated prayer as a solution to menstrual discomfort. A man who bragged in evangelical churches that he was putting a stop to emergency contraception and Plan B. W. David Hager, caught sexually abusing and physically abusing his wife and having a secret side to himself. W. David Hager, you are Asshole of the Week. I heard enough of that sound. You heard Spinal Tap doing Big Bottom. Asylum Street Spankers did the Scrotum song. And Jello Biafra with the Melvins did Those Dumb Punk Kids Will Buy Anything from the Sig Howdy new CD. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. I skipped a couple songs, but I'll try to play them at the end. Tonight is the Happy Spanksgiving show. And let's see. We forgot to do the Reverend Bookburn curse. Now, whenever there is the curse issued by either Reverend Bookburn or Dr. Susie, Dr. Susan Block, the curse has struck. As we reviewed last week, the Regis crime family, who run Adelphia Cable Systems, other corporate criminals, miscellaneous assholes in government or church or both, and a plethora of others. And now we're going to go for the big time. We're going after the big Mahoffs, the big cheeses, the ultimate sick fucks on the planet. So tonight, get ready for another Vexy Twitch curse. Get your mirrors and your Sesame Street crayons. Take out a mirror as you draw your genitals and throw pixie dust into the air. Oh, Vexy Twitch, we place thy curse upon the war criminals of the Bush regime, in defiance of the world. Could possibly top that. I will F in defiance economy at home and abroad, in defiance of human rights, in defiance of freedom and justice. We place this curse upon all of those motherfuckers who are in the Bush regime or serving as mouthpieces to the Bush regime. Oh, Vexy Twitch, we have now placed thy curse. Watch as these motherfuckers crumble. And we forgot to do the prayer last week, so we're going to do it this week. And let's see, I got to find her name, who we're praying for. All right, Lord, this is the Reverend. This is Reverend Book Burn, Lord, and we are praying for Robin Lohman. Now her name is Garner. Robin Lohman was once the girlfriend of George W. Numbnuts Bush. And in 1971, Lord, she was impregnated by that monstrosity. And even though it was long before the 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion, George W. Numbnuts Bush arranged for and financed the termination of the pregnancy in which he co-manufactured the fetus. Yes, George W. Bush financed an illegal abortion that we normally completely condone on this show, but in this case, it shows the hypocrisy, Lord, of such a Taliban wannabe who is working diligently to fuck up the rights of all women and reproductive freedom around the world. But more than that, Lord, we pray for Robin Lohman, now Garner, because she has made history in the most embarrassing way humanly possible. She leaves a legacy behind her life in which she goes down in history as a woman who fucked George W. Bush. Lord, we pray for her embarrassment. We pray that she somehow rebuilds her self-esteem. And we pray for those who helped people, women, get abortions before it was legal, like the Jane Collective, Bill Baird, now of ProChoiceLeg.com, and others. And we pray for the real clinic defenders, not people who listen to the NAF bullshit, National Abortion Federation, advocating passivity and other idiotic, ineffective, and self-destructive policies. The real clinic defenders, East Coast, West Coast, and everywhere. And to all of those, so that the next time there's a Robin Lohman, they will have access to a safe and legal procedure. Thank you, Lord. All right. Enough of this shit. Let's see. Let's do the credits, and then I'll play you the two songs I skipped, because they're both good. The Reverend thanks the following for information, assistance, or just plain inspiration for tonight's Happy Spanksgiving 2005 show. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Mr. Ed Gold, Is Terry from RadioLeft.com, the Lucy Pro-Choice Group, RCAA, and all of humanity, defiance of the environment. The Raheel Clinic Escorts in Beloit College in Wisconsin. Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, Mr. Scott and family, Tara, Lobo Red, Lady Pixan, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, St. Anne Marie, Lila Walla, ProChoiceLeg.com, All Clinic Defenders, Dark Lady, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, The Coffee Goddesses, Everlasting Godstopper, Wooden Shoe Books and Records on South Street, off of South Street in Philadelphia, between on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Dallas Blanchard, the Biblical America Resistance Front, also known as BARF. Anand de Plume, Ward Sutton, Justin, Mr. Z, Mac Goddess and family, Diane Fornbacher and family and friends, all the folks the Reverend met at the D.C. anti-war protest last September, Champion Lombard, Walter G., D. Monica, Bush Liquors Everywhere, and to all book burners on, as of now, four continents that we've heard from people. Thank you all, and we will keep on going into the new year. Let's see, December 18th is the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls Special, 2005. The famous New Year show is coming up, and there will be a special surprise that night and a special announcement. And in mid-January, Reverend Bookburn's fifth year anniversary show. Tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of Richard Allen Glenn, who passed away recently at age 20. The tribute article about him is at infidels.org under What's New and Death of an Infidel. Let us play from a band called Killing Joke. After them, we'll hear from the Groovy Ghoulies. But first, this is Killing Joke doing Follow the Leaders.
We'll be right back.
That was Killing Joke doing Follow the Leaders. We're going to play one last track and get out of here. This is by the Groovy Ghoulies from their Monster Club CD. And this track is entitled Look Out, Here Comes Tomorrow. Good night.